The time had come. Lady Julie adjusted her gray cloak, tucked her long hair at the nape of her neck, and pulled the hood over her head. Her hands shook as she twisted the doorknob to the bedroom door. Nothing had changed. Quinn's leather riding boots, Parker's sewing needles, Avon's yellow dollhouse, Riley's worn wooden toys, and the familiar and comforting musk of sweat from long summer days outdoors. As she stepped inside and closed the door, she squinted, trying to highlight any source of light as a guide, but only found an eerie glow from the full moon peeking through the curtains. It made everything, even a pile of dresses heaped in a corner, look like a shadow man. Unsettling voices echoed in her head. Lady Julie reached inside her dark cloak and removed a gray and white feather quill, gripping it between her fingertips. Her lips moved without a sound, and the tip of the quill began to glow a deep red-orange color. Sparks exploded into the air around her as she pressed the glowing tip of the quill into the stone wall next to the door. Their hot glow lit her smile, extinguishing on her shoulders as she wrote. Energy flared through her fingertips, tingling along her limbs with each stroke of her quill. For so long, she had slapped her hand to stop the urge to write. She felt younger in the glow of magic, the powerful jolt of energy pulsing through her body as each stroke of her quill left an inscription burned into the stone. With the last stroke on the stone, the clouds framed by the window formed into animal-like figures, galloping across the horizon and sucking away the light from the moon, and every star as though inhaling them. The owls, crickets, and frogs fell silent. Not even the wind dared make a sound. Writing these simple words was punishable by death. There was, however, no turning back. Lady Julie paused to let her eyes adjust before gliding the gray quill over the stone wall again. A glimmering cloud of illuminating dust spread from its tip across the room. Stardust, she imagined the children would say if they saw. It hovered over each bed and then settled across the four sleeping children. The windows flew open. Be quick about it. Lady Julie snuck toward the sleeping girls on her tiptoes and held her breath. As she approached each, she steadied herself on the bedposts at the foot of the bed, pausing at each sleeping child, staring for a few seconds before finally settling beside the last bed near the open window. Witch, the townspeople would say. The dark witch will kill our children. She never meant to hurt any of them. This was the only way. She retrieved a small, tattered cloth from her pocket, drew back the hood of her cloak, and knelt beside the bed where Riley soundly slept. Hands shaking and heart thudding, she touched her quill's tip to the bedpost. Silver dust whirled and sparkled around the bed, lifting and pulling back the covers, revealing the petite child, only a few years old, wearing his favorite King Arthur pajamas. She gently placed the fabric on the sleeping boy, covering Arthur's smiling face. He tossed and turned, and his eyebrows furrowed. Lady Julie rolled the quill between her fingers, anxious the cloth would fail her. She touched the quill to the tattered cloth, stroking a single letter. When she'd finished, the fabric gleamed a soft lavender before stretching like taffy and covering the boy's entire body until only his face remained exposed. A smile crept across the boy's face. Bang! Startled, Lady Julie used the bed as cover and stared back at the door. Bang! Bang! Riley stirred again. She tucked her arms under the boy, pulled him from his bed, and hurried to the window. Bang! Bang! The sound was closer. With the boy in her arms, she climbed onto the windowsill. What if there was another way? She took her head, remembering the reddish aura she'd seen surrounding the boy. One life for three lives was a bargain. Cupping the boy's neck under her right forearm, Lady Julie reached into the pocket of her cloak and removed the quill.